Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
This is my favorite. I think this is probably everybody's favorite. The P is there any promises to be claimed? Wow. Who loves to claim the promises? I know that's right. Standing on the promises of the Lord. That's a song we sang. But I love to read the book of Psalms or Proverbs because it talks about those promises of God. And I don't know about you, but whenever I'm going through some tough times, I love the Holy Spirit to bring those promises back up, and then I can go, as Jesus said, just a little farther. I love that when Jesus said he went a little further. But when we have God's Word in us, we can go a little further. Now the next one is E. Is there an example to be followed? Everybody say, hey, what's the example? Look at the Scripture. We don't have to commit a sin to learn from it. We can look at what others done, right? So we can look at what the Bible tells us in the Old Testament, see it applied in the New Testament. God does not change. He's always the same. So we can see how the Lord is working. So what example is to be followed here? We can learn from that experience. We don't have to actually do it to learn. We can learn from others' experience. Now the C is there a command to be obeyed? Is there a command to be obeyed? God gives us a lot of commands, and they're there to help us to not sin. A lot of people think it's to put there so we won't have fun, but I'm telling you, the Bible tells us there's fun in sin for a season, right? But what happens to seasons? They change. You don't want to build your life around a season. And I tell you, that's what we see a lot. A lot of people build their Christian experience around the season. But seasons change. But the truth of God's Word never change. So, is there a command to be obeyed? And the last S to specs is there a stumbling block to be avoided? Is there a stumbling block to be avoided? Remember, Satan is trying to put minefields in your path. But I'm telling you, as you know God's Word, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And won't he do it? If you're listening to the Lord, he will lead you. Because I'm telling you, sometimes we get into some conversations with people, people, and then, initially it sounds good. But when we run it through God's Word, we say, oh, wait a minute here. This is why I never, a lot of time going to church meetings, I never like to vote the same day I hear something. If you want me to vote, tell me 2 weeks early so I can pray about it. Because I'm telling you, I'll go back and change my mind. Because initially it may sound good. But when I run it through God's Word, something might change. Are you with me? Because I could be going with my heart and not my head, or vice versa. We need to make sure everything is ran through the specs of God's Word. So God wants us to have 2020 vision for 2020. So that means that we're going to have to probably make some adjustments. I'm telling you, go to your Bible. The Bible is a mirror. It will show you yourself. And whenever it shows you yourself, it may not be pretty, but you can make some adjustments. Do we all need to make adjustments? I don't know about you, but we all need to make adjustments. And so the message tonight was, do you have 2020 vision? Now, the last few messages the Lord has given us was about forgiving and letting some things go. We just ended 2019, and there was probably some bad things that happened in 2019. But can we change them? We can't change them. But what we can do is change the things in 2020. I like that God gives us an opportunity to affect the future, not the past. We've learned a lot of things from the past.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.